BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Activists in Myanmar say the security forces have killed at least 39 people in one of the deadliest days since huge demonstrations began against the military coup last month. Sowun Than, the editor of the BBC's Burmese service, says demonstrations are likely to continue.
When you speak to them, they are very much determined. You know, as the death toll mounts, so seemed that resolve by the protesters hardened. When they go out to protest, they knew that some of them would not be able to go back home in the evening. But despite that, they said that they have to go on. They can't give up at this point. If they give up, the military would get the better of it and the country would be in the dark. That's why, you know, knowing that, you know, they are facing this lethal force meted out on them by the security troops, they are still determined to go out and protest against this.
President Biden says it is important to wait for the outcome of an investigation into New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's facing pressure to resign over sexual misconduct allegations. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, said the charges were credible and serious. Mr. Cuomo says he's done nothing wrong. The New York Democratic Senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, is one of those who has called for his resignation.
Confronting and overcoming the COVID crisis requires focused, steady, sure leadership. And I commend the brave actions of the individuals that have come forward to speak of serious allegations of misconduct and abuse.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's deeply concerned about the way the police broke up a vigil on Saturday in memory of a woman allegedly murdered by a policeman. He said he would chair a meeting on Monday of police and justice officials to discuss violence against women. There have been calls for the resignation of London's police chief over the manhandling by officers of women attending the vigil in a London park near where Sarah Everard was last seen alive. Lucy Manning has more.
It couldn't have been a more damaging week for the Metropolitan Police and for the Commissioner. A member of their own force charged with the murder of Sarah Everard, and then women going out in sympathy and also to stand against violence, feeling that they were on the receiving end of violence in the police response. And it's fair to say those pictures did not look good.
Supporters of the Brazilian president Jair Bolsonaro have been protesting across the country against lockdown measures imposed by local authorities to control a second deadly wave of the virus. The demonstration comes as Brazil reports a record high number of COVID-19 cases and deaths. BBC News.